Hello, and welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast, Episode 4. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. How's everybody doing today? I hope we're all smiling out there. So, tell you a little bit about this thing, hey? I'm a dad first, an entrepreneur second. I feel I'm really good at being a dad. It's what I love to do. It's what I love to do the most. What do you guys love to do? Do you love being a dad? Do you love being an entrepreneur? Do you want to be a dad? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Sometimes we don't have a choice to be the father, but we always have a choice to go after our dreams and become an entrepreneur if we would like. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit today about being solution-based, not problem-based. Right? We all have problems. We all have problems in our day-to-day life. We all have problems as we move through, right? But stop looking at them so much as problems and start looking for solutions and don't focus on the problem at all. Right? There's so many ways we can find solutions to our problems. Depending on what it is, I mean, your first step to any problem that you need solved would be break it down a little bit, guys. We all need to look at our problems from different angles. We can't just get so hard-headed and, man, have the pity, you know, the woe is me. Man, why do I always have these problems? Don't even waste the time doing that, because that's all that is wasting time. You really need to just break this little problem down that you're having and find the solution for it, right? There's always a solution for all of our problems, right? No matter what it is, once we kind of step back a little bit, look at it from all angles, and start focusing on the outcomes. How is this going to affect, you know, my next week, my next day, my next hour, my next year, right? So we all really need to just step back. We all get overwhelmed, or at least I do. I don't know about all of you, but I get overwhelmed sometimes, right? And it really, really helps me to step back, kind of look at the different outcomes, the different scenarios that we need to really go through. You know, how's this going to work? Is it going to hurt somebody? Or is it going to cost a bunch of money? Or whatever it may be. But there's always a solution. There's always a solution to any problem you have. You're not the only person that's ever had this problem. So maybe, you know, if you can't really think of the solution, go seek out some advice. Go hire a coach. Go read a book. Heck, watch a YouTube video, right? There's a lot of problems being solved on YouTube right now. It's pretty amazing. I'm not too computer savvy, and doing this podcast stuff, there's been some hiccups, right? And, you know, it's going here and going there and downloading different apps. One of my main problems right now is turning this here podcast into an MP3. Obviously, I figured it out, or you would not be listening to it right now, right? So, but I tell you what, yesterday, it was a little struggling. It was a little trying on me just a wee bit, right? And it kind of put a damper on my first 2 hours of the day. And to let a problem hang out in our minds without thinking of the solution and just having it just weigh down on us is a total waste of life, guys. You can't do that to yourself. It's not fair to yourself. It's not fair to the ones you love that are around you, right? It's just not fair. You gotta be in the right state of mind all the time, right? Don't be selfish. I mean, we're all selfish sometimes, but when you're When you're mad at something that you can't figure it out because you haven't really, really tried hard enough to figure it out, and you're whining and moaning and complaining, that's not fair. That's not fair to the people around you. That's not fair to the people you love. It's not fair to your bosses. It's not fair to your employees, right? You need to try to figure that stuff out and keep that stuff to yourself a little bit until you do figure it out. And then if you need help still figuring out that solution, then you start reaching out a little bit. Go to your most trusted friend, whatever it may be, right? Your smartest IT buddy, right? That's what I did. So, you know, but to let it hold on to you, it's just hurting you. All it's doing is hurting you, man and woman, you know. And being an entrepreneur, guess what? We're going to have lots of problems. Lots of problems, but can't look at it as problems because there are no problems. There are only solutions, right? So I just wanted to touch on that subject a little bit and really, really get down and think about it a little bit. I want you guys to think about it a little bit. What are the problems you're having? Have you gone all the different routes? Have you tried to look at it as a solution base, not a problem base? That helps me out so much. So much. And then once again, if you can't figure it out and it's just too overwhelming, reach out. Reach out. People are always here for each other if you ask. You'll be amazed on the help you can get if you just ask. But if you keep that bottled up inside, and you know, it just builds and builds and builds, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help the people around you. It's not going to help who you love, right? So, and that's really what we care about, right? That's what this life's about, you know, especially when it comes to being a dad, right? The children, they deserve the best of you all the time. And that's so hard to do. I get it, right? It's so hard to do. But there are little tricks that we're going to talk about over the coming days, weeks, months, years to figure them out. I'm on this journey too, guys. I'm on this journey and I'm ready to do whatever it takes to make this life great so I can be that level 10 dad, because being a level 10 dad is really more important to me than any amount of money that anybody could ever give me or that I could ever make, right? Being a dad comes first for me. It's so amazing every day, and it gets better and better and better every day. Yeah, we got lots of problems and we have lots of problems that comes, right? But not problems, only solutions, right? We were kids once. We've done this before. We're on the journey that they're on right now. We're just a little bit ahead of them, you know? Some of us 30 plus years, some of us 20 plus years, some of us only 15, 16, 17 plus years, right? I had my first son at 24. So I'm kind of a younger dad. I had my second son at 32, right? So kind of a big gap, big break for me. First one wasn't planned, second one wasn't planned, but man, I am enjoying the blessings. You know, some of the greatest gifts in our lives are not planned or expected by any means. And that's being one of them. I think, you know, by far, my two boys are the greatest gift that anything, anybody, anyone, any universe could ever give me, right? Yeah, my greatest gift is also my greatest problem, right? Because I'm always having to deal, you know, with them and being just a good, inspiring dad to them and putting myself in that right state of mind to really, really be there for them all the time. not just some of the time, because once again, they deserve that from us. They deserve us to set good examples, because they're sponges. You want them to do something? You want them to be a certain way? You have to lead by example. You cannot tell them to do something and then go and turn around and do it, right? You cannot tell them not to hit their brother and then go around and be a not such a nice person and hit somebody else, right? Or turn around and hit them, God forbid, right? I've never laid a hand on my kids. I've came pretty close. No, just kidding. My emotions have got the best of me. Let's just put it that way. And, but we can't tell them to do something and then turn around and do it, because they won't do it in front of you. But guess what? They're going to be around their buddies and they're going to do it. And that comes with cussing. That comes with smoking. That comes with drinking, right? All these things that, you know, and it's hard, and I'm not saying you go have fun, do whatever you're going to do, but watch out, right? Because they're watching. They're watching all the time, and they're picking up things that you don't even know they're picking up on, right? And you think it's funny, but the teachers might not, or the adults in your children's lives might not think it's so funny, right? I've been confronted. Oh, must have got his potty mouth from dad. Wow. You know, that's not the greatest conversation to have. You know, especially when it's coming from your sixth grader's teacher about your four-year-old's language, right? I did some volunteer work probably about a month and a half ago, and it was for my son's school. Absolutely amazing school, amazing teachers. They are awesome. They've always been there for my son, for myself. I got a really awesome chance to go to Outdoor Ed this year. That's an outdoor education program. We went out to the Redwoods, the Alliance Redwoods over here in California, in Northern California. Amazing, right? I got to be with his whole sixth grade class for a whole week out in the middle of the woods. It was amazing. Really cool. But anyway, so I have my boys every Saturday, right? They, you know, my wife works Saturdays and Sundays. She had to change her schedule around, made a sacrifice so she could be home for us during the week. In the evening time, you know, me being an entrepreneur, I'm never here. So anyways, I'm working over here at the school doing volunteer work. And it's Dadder Day, aka Saturday, aka really Dadder Day. So I'm working over there laying bricks, and my youngest is just being his little social butterfly self, and he's found himself the teacher that he likes, and he's attached to her at the hip. And she's the gal that comes over and tells me, "Hey, so your son got his potty mouth from you, I see." And I'm like, oh man, not the best thing to hear from a teacher, especially a teacher that you love and respect, right? And they love and respect you. And it was all a joke, but still, it wasn't the, I didn't feel it was the greatest joke, right? She had a good laugh. I can't say I laughed so much. I did kind of smile it off and moved on with my day. But they're picking up everything we're doing, guys. Everything. So be a dad. To be a dad, we have to lead by example. That means practice what you preach, right? It's a hard thing for me to do, but I'm trying every day. And as long as we're trying, we're living, right? As long as we're putting in that effort, right? That's the best, you know? And it might not be the best we can do, but we're growing every day, and I'm becoming a better dad every day. I'm becoming a better entrepreneur every day. I'm becoming a better podcaster every day, because I haven't given up. And you guys can't give up either. This life is just too amazing to give up on. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your passion. Don't give up on your children. Just keep on striving. And you probably won't know the way. You probably won't know the way. But the universe has a funny way of kind of putting the pieces in place. As long as you keep on moving forward, one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, just keep moving forward. If you don't know the solution to whatever your problem may be, just move forward with what you do know. The rest will fall in place. Don't worry about it. Don't spend the time worrying about it. Don't put yourself in that state of mind, that worried state of mind, because that's one of the worst state of minds. And you can really screw up a lot of your life hanging out in that state of mind. You got to be in that positive. Be that positive guy, right? Smile, move on. Really, is it that bad? Is it that bad? You know, we have a death in our family. Yeah, it's bad. I lost my brother, right? He was my main man, right? He was the guy that I could call on at any time. He was my older brother, and he, when I say older, he was, I think, 13 years older than me. And if you can get past that, you can get past a lot of things. And it was hard in my life. It was hard, and it was. And it held me down for quite a while. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. I still haven't figured out that reason. But, we all have problems. Be solution-based. Don't be problem-based. I love you guys. I love my brother more than anything in the world. And losing him was tough. Losing him was really tough. But I'm here now. I'm here without him, but he's with me in spirit. I love you guys. Don't have fights with your family members that you love the most. Because tomorrow's never promised, guys. Tomorrow is never promised. Okay, I gotta get out of that, right? I fall into it every once in a while. I'm sorry about that. Tomorrow's never promised, man. Tomorrow is never promised. Love your family. Love the ones that are closest to you. Because you never know when you might get that call. All right, guys. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Make it amazing. Make it great. Be solution-based, not problem-based. And things will work themselves out. I promise you, things will work themselves out. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman, signing off. Have a great day. Stay positive. Keep smiling.